What's up, my good people of the tube, the book, the Reddit, the this, the that, the spiritual, the physical, the astral plane, and everywhere in between. This is your boy, Boogie. And this is Dot Connector Podcast. And with me, as always, my right, my left, no one's ever with me. No one. They've left me alone to play with scissors, chase my tail, and all that jazz. What are we talking about today? I'll tell you what we're talking about. My scratchy, scratchy throat. And the fact I don't have strep or anything. It's nothing serious. I wish I had something to complain about, but I really don't. I just hate me and I hate life. Please take me away, Calgon. No, what we are talking about today, you're going to hate me. Every time I bring up a topic, it's always something you guys hate. But I'm right about it. Gastroparesis. It just basically means the slowing down of your bowels. All right. And when their bowels slow down, all those good juices and those, what do you want to call it? Toxins. They get built up. They got no way to release, no exit. So it comes up, it gets absorbed by the stomach. The lining of the intestinal and the digestive tract, sometimes by the esophagus, sometimes the inner lining of the small and large intestine. Well, when that happens, you start to go into something called cyclic intractable vomiting, which basically just means nonstop vomiting. You're throwing up all the time. Now, why would I be bringing this up? And I'll tell you why I'm bringing this up. I'm bringing it up because you, my friend, are a pothead and you decided to quit, or I don't know, maybe your dealer just didn't have the stuff. Either way, you've quit weed, you quit smoking, or it's just been too damn long since you've smoked and you, my friend, are screwed. You're going into what's called withdrawal. Now, this withdrawal, it is not typically something that you thought you were going to go through. The reason why you didn't think that is because, well, it's weed, man. Weed is all natural. No, it's not, dickhead. Weed is not natural. Nor are the big fucking methamphetamine crystals that you guys call keef that now grows all over it. Actually, I mean, it doesn't grow there. It is now located there. It never was supposed to grow there, but now that weed is one of the worst GMOs that you'll ever find, well, now, my friend, you are trapped in the same cyclical vomiting cycle as a heroin addict who has quit dope, or cocaine addict who's quit cocaine, or just fill in the blanks here. You, my friend, are addicted. You, my friend, are going through really bad withdrawal. And I hate to be the one that tells you this, but if there's anyone knows about these things, it's your boy, Bog. Now, we're not going to get into those details because I did what I had to did, and I won't see that ever again. But you, my friend, need to get over it. How do you do that? Well, there's quite a few things you can do, but I'm not here to tell you about how to deal with withdrawal. I'm here to tell you that that's what you're going through. And the vomiting, the upset stomach, the nausea, the restless nights, sleepless nights, the stress, the sweating, the clamminess, the irritability, everything you're going through, it is all part of the cycle of quitting. Now, the problem with you and the problem with a heroin addict is heroin addict knew he was doing heroin. Problem with the weed head, they were too stoned to know that they were smoking something that was so addictive. Now, I'm not sure why you thought it wasn't addictive. Actually, I do know. You listen to the wrong assholes. A lot of people do that. Now, weed is a drug just like any other. It's addicting, just like alcohol, just like cigarettes. It's like heroin. It is the same thing. Now, here's the thing about weed. It is strong, very strong. You know what? Stronger than heroin, dare I say? I dare. Because I've been down that road and I know it's not that damn strong. Not after a while. How, like day three. You're wondering, what the hell is up with this stuff, man? I thought this was supposed to be the strongest drug in the world. It is, or it was, until day three. Then it was like, fuck is this shit, man? It sucks. It's not the drug. It's the user. Same with weed. Notice how you don't get high anymore? It's because you built a tolerance. The minute you build a tolerance, you are now over the honeymoon stage. No more honeymoon, no more sex, no more excitement, no more games. Now, you have to smoke it in order to get better, in order to get regular. Yeah, same as heroin. Now listen, I'm only laughing because it sucks for people like you that really thought the shit wasn't addictive. And the people like you that thought the shit was all natural, who cares if it's all natural, although it's not. And I say that because it has literally got crystal meth crystals growing all over it now. And people lie to themselves and say, that's keef. I don't care what you call it, dude. Go ahead and sniff some of that shit. It's the same as crystal. Same. Ain't going to sleep afterwards. You're probably going to hallucinate a little bit. You're probably going to be butt naked running down the 101 trying to exit. And the cops are going to be chasing after you. And you are going to have superhuman strength. Ah, and you're naked. Did I mention naked? I don't know why. People always want to get naked when they're high. I never did. I was naked before. And then I got high. I'm telling you, man, it is a wide, wide, crazy world out there. And a lot of the people that are involved in it don't even know they're involved in it until afterwards, until the cops come kicking in the door. And they're the ones that usually let you know that you are involved in it. And that sucks. That's a bad way to learn. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's talk about addiction. A lot of people don't know that weed is addicting, but in fact, it's as addicting as heroin or cocaine. More people are addicted to weed because it's readily available. Now that it's legal, everybody and their mothers turned into a drug dealer, a grower, a player, a pimp, a processor, delivery men, moles, smugglers, kingpins, and smokers and eaters. Everybody that has quit throughout the years because it was a crime and I don't want to break the law. Now they're not breaking the law. Unless they are, I have no idea. Now, I'm not here to tell you about the laws and all that shit because I don't know them. I don't even know if you have to have one of those cards or not. Again, it's not about that. It is about addiction. And you, my friend, when you quit, do you notice my tummy hurts and I can't stop vomiting? Same thing happens to every drug addict. Every time you quit, your body goes through something called withdrawal. You're taking that pleasure away from it. You're taking that reward away from the award sensors. Now, no reward, no pleasure. All pain, no more play, all business. It sucks. And the worst thing about it is to find out that that's what it was. Because a lot of times you think, dude, I'm not addicted. I didn't even do it that much. Only every fucking day over the last year. Well, that was enough, my friend. And it's coming back because it wants more. This is when your mind and your body separate. This is when your body starts thinking for your mind. And your body wants more pleasure. Your body wants more reward. It doesn't want to do the work. It wants the payoff. You know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, before you were a serious smoker or a serious user, you rewarded yourself with the stuff. You know what I mean? I'll go to work. I'll work all day. I'll come home. I'll chill. And then I'll smoke. Or I'll save this one for whatever, X, Y, and Z. We'll go to the mountain. We'll hike. We'll do all this other shit. And then I'll pull it out. And I'll surprise everyone, right? Smoke. It used to be cool. It's not cool anymore. Now it's part of your everyday. When it becomes a part of your everyday, well, so does sickness. So does not being able to leave your drug dealer. This little thing called a radius. You're going to want to stay close to him. And if you don't, you're fucked. And I'm sorry about laughing, but man, I finally got free. So, you know what? I feel like I deserve it a little bit. I went through hell. My wife saw me go through hell, that poor lady. There's nothing you can do for people. You know what I mean? There's literally nothing you can do for them except give them more of the same drug. Well, a lot of times that's your best treatment. Sometimes that's your only treatment. Except you just have to pay attention. The next time you use, use less and less and less and less. Just keep stepping down. But sometimes that doesn't work for people. Sometimes the only way to quit is to just quit and go through the hell, because it is hell. The vomiting, the diarrhea, the upset stomach, the I wish I was dead depression, the one that never ends, the one that is overwhelming that you can't think of anything else but dying. Yeah, we all go through it. You're not the only one. You're not special. No, you're not special. But you can get off of this. It's not that difficult. All you have to do is be responsible. Keep stepping down. The minute you break that cycle, well, the minute the hell comes back. And pretty soon, you'll get tired of dealing with the hell. Because the hell, it's overwhelming. And it's real. When somebody says, you sell your soul, and you make a deal with the devil, they're not joking. Heroin is the fucking devil. And weed and alcohol and cocaine and all of these bad, big bad players, they're all evil. And they're all a part of the same satanic sort of ritual that you've unfortunately signed yourself up for. Vomiting from weed. Weed's addicting. In fact, it's just as addicting as heroin or cocaine. More people are addicted to weed because it's so readily available. Now that it's legal, everybody and their mother has turned into a weed dealer, a grower, a processor, delivery man, moles, smugglers, kingpins, and smokers. Let's not forget eaters. The minute the government announced a lift on strict laws and punishments for marijuana, more people became addicted to marijuana than any other drug in the history of drugs. The hospitals, they became overrun, and they've stayed at this level with patients coming in with something called gastroparesis. This is the slowing down of the bowels and the digestive tract. When this occurs, all the oils and the toxins and the excess fluids and waters, they got no place to be released. And, well, they've found exit in your stomach and your esophagus. When these toxins touch that area of your body, your defense mechanisms, they're programmed to release these things out of your body. So they do so quite often through vomiting. And then with vomiting in excess comes the feeling of nausea, sweating, overactive tears and mucus ducts and membranes, and then, of course, dehydration. To make a long story very short, people don't know they're addicted to weed. Throughout my life, all I've ever heard was the addiction to weed being laughed off like it was a joke. People, they've turned it into a joke, and they only laugh at those crying out for help when met on with the realities that they are addicted. Welcome to the addiction, my friends. The number one black sheep in the family of sheeple. Nobody knows the severity of addiction. Nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to even look at it or know it even exists. This is not right. What's also not right is that our government took this drug legal, to a legal status at least, so irresponsibly. Do you see any new addiction centers anywhere? Do you see any place to turn, anyone to talk to? I don't. Gastroparesis, it basically means it's the slowing down of your bowels and your digestive tract. Those oils and those toxins, they got no place to go. So they found a place to go. Out of your mouth. It is basically, you're throwing up all of your minerals and your vitamins. the essential waters and oils, everything from that's supposed to be inside your body is now getting yacked up, my friends. And it sucks. It sucks mostly because you didn't even know why the hell you're doing it. And you've told yourself, well, it could have been that really old burrito. No, it's not that, dude. It's the fact that you're addicted to weed. This is withdrawal symptoms. And there is a lot of people in the hospital right now with this damn symptom. And here's the problem. The worst part about it all, the cyclic vomiting. All that means is that you just keep vomiting. Cyclic vomiting goes with heroin addiction, cocaine addiction, hell, you name it. Definitely alcohol. All right. Now, when you go into the hospital, they're going to treat this cyclic vomiting with a few different medications. It's called Zofran. There's also one called Zeglin. You'll find one called Compazine. And then they have these patches. A lot of times they're put behind the ear. This is for, they're called MQ motion sickness patches. The official name for them is called scopolamine transdermal patches. I believe you can buy these over the counter. If you can't buy those scopolamine patches over the counter, you can probably get the equivalent over the counter. All right. But here's the thing. Nothing ever works. You're still going to keep vomiting. There's no reason to go to the hospital. They can't do anything for you. The only thing that will do anything for you is more of what caused the sickness. You have to kill the withdrawal symptoms. And now, I don't want to move into too many things medical because I'm not a trained medical professional. I'm not here to give you advice on that. I'm here to tell you what the hell's causing the problem. Because a lot of people aren't ballsy enough or smart enough to tell you. You are addicted to weed. If you smoke weed every day, you're addicted to weed. If you haven't had your fix today and you're throwing up a lot, well, put two and two together, my friend. This is what happens. If it's been more than 12 hours since your last use and you're throwing up, buddy, this is called withdrawal. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news. You know what? I take that back. I fucking love it. No, I'm joking. No, really, withdrawal sucks, man. And you are getting the same withdrawal symptoms of a heroin addict. Probably worse, honestly, because you've probably been smoking marijuana a lot longer than a heroin addict's been doing heroin. Nobody does heroin a long time unless they're fucking crazy. All right. You really have to have a true death wish. All right. Now, the problem with weed is there's not a lot of people that know it's addictive. They don't put those two and two things together, but it's very addictive, just as addictive as heroin. And because it's a much stronger drug than heroin, well, your withdrawal symptoms are going to be a lot stronger too. Now, you're in luck though, because weed is one of the drugs that when you quit it, you don't die from the withdrawal symptoms. It's just a bunch of vomiting and nausea. You're going to feel like hell, but you'll make it through. Just get ready because it's going to be the long haul. You're looking at least 11 days to probably 2 weeks of pure misery, depression and fatigue, wanting to end your life. Okay. And I'm not lying. You're going to want to kill yourself, but you got to get over that because it's just the drug. It's the drug talking. It really is. You know, a lot of times you'll go into a depression where all you think about is not being able to live a normal life without said drug. And you'll go through that for a long time. You'll have that feeling, and it's going to feel like an eternity until you finally switch it off, or you're even capable of switching that off, whether it be emotionally, physically, even psychologically. It's a tough one. It really is. I remember thinking for a long time, like, dude, I cannot live without this stuff. I cannot picture myself living without this stuff. Who's Andrew going to be without this stuff right here? Well, I'm going to tell you who you're going to be without this stuff. You're going to be you again. The real you, not the fucked up you. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, it just happens. You wake up one day and it's you again. It's really trippy. And and it feels really good, all right? Gastroparesis. It basically means, well, it's the slowing down of your bowels and your digestive tract. Basically, the digestive juices, if you will, the toxins, the water, all of the stuff that usually goes out the other end has no place to go because your bowels and your digestive tract have slowed down. The entire cycle is now in a snail's move, right? And so it has no place to go. What it does is it finds an exit. And usually when it finds that exit, it's in your stomach. When it touches your stomach has got certain security measures to make sure that these sort of toxins don't kill you. Well, that security measure would be projectile vomiting over and over and over again, right? So it's only fooling, well, I guess it's not fooling your body because it really is happening, but it's happening because your body only functions now when it has the drug. And that is the reality of every addict, all right? Your body is only going to function now properly when it has been taken care of, when it has gotten its reward, when it has gotten, you know, this is what I need. It's payment, right? So your body's like, hey, give me the dope and I'll do whatever you tell me to do. But without the dope, without the drug, I'm not doing nothing. So weed, that's its payment, right? If you're not giving it weed, it's not going to do what you need it to do. And that is digest. That is exit waste. So it's putting all of its waste in places you are not supposed to have it, like in your stomach, your esophagus, your large and small intestine. Now, your large and small intestine are places that obviously are part of the digestive system, but they only do certain things. You know what? I think I'm moving too far into the whole medical thing. Just know you're going to puke like crazy, all right? And it's not a fun experience. So when it starts happening, and if you haven't smoked weed in a while, then it's going to start happening any minute. Just know there's no reason to go to the emergency room. There's no reason to go to the hospital or to the doctor. They can't do anything for you. They are going to treat your nausea, which is just the effects. That's all they can do. They can treat the effects. They can treat the symptoms. They cannot treat the problem and they can't cure it. The only way to cure the problem is to administer more of the same drug that caused the issue. So it's really up to you to be more of a responsible user now. Use less. Every time you use less. Step down. It's the only way to do it, man. You can't quit and use more. The two, they don't work together. Trust me, I tried that. You know, I'll just use this entire bag in one sitting and then I'll quit. Yeah, because, yeah, that's not going to work. Trust me, I invented that way of quitting and no one has been successful yet from using it. Trust me. So anyway, point of the story is your nausea medicines, Zofran, Regulin, Compazine, the MQ Motion sickness patches, or better known as scopolamine, the transdermal patches, the one they put behind your ear, get some of those or get the equivalent of those. Any nausea medication will assist. It will help, but it won't stop the vomiting. You're going to vomit. You're just not going to feel sick. It's the nausea that makes it horrible. If you don't have nausea, well, and you're just throwing up, no big deal, right? It's kind of like being on dope. You're puking. You're not sick. I'm just puking because I'm high as hell. You know, no problem there. Well, get yourself to that level. And I'm not saying go use dope. What I'm saying is, actually, I am telling you to go use your dope. Get yourself better, but do it in a responsible manner at this point. Step down, use less, right? Use it with the purpose of quitting. Now that you know you are addicted to marijuana, now that you know you are going to withdraw symptoms, be an adult, be a responsible user, and use less of it. Use it with the purpose of quitting. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be a douche here, but it's not fair that you didn't know. I get that part. It's also, you're a jackass for fucking not putting the two and two together. But I can forgive if you can forgive me. I'm just saying, go out there and do what you got to do now. Now that you've got the information, use it to your advantage and quit. No big deal, right? It's just weed, right? Yeah, no, it's not just weed. It's a really strong drug. I mean, really strong. I think I've seen more people do dumb shit on weed than I've seen do on anything. No, that's not true. Not alcohol. Back to alcohol. So the way they treat a lot of these things in a hospital, one way is with alcohol, they treat through, obviously, we'll stick with marijuana. The way they do it is IV fluids. Reason is because you're nausea and you're vomiting. You get really dehydrated, okay? Advice is, marijuana is one of the most addictive drugs on the planet, no matter what you've heard. If you need to prove that to yourself, simply quit your intake of marijuana, cold turkey, and document your heart rate, your fever, temperature, your sweating, your clamminess of the hands and feet, nausea, diarrhea, your sleep cycles, your eating cycles, your mood. Are you irate, calm, somewhere in between? Do you have any hallucinations? Activity? Are you lazy? Are you hyper? Are you somewhere in between? Headaches, pain, stiffness? Do you have the ability to stretch? Can you go to work or did you call off? Depression? Do you have depression? Mood swings? Are you steady? Or are you all over the board? Now, these are things that you need to document. If before quitting, you didn't have any of these problems, but then you quit, gave yourself 12 hours, 24 hours, and then all of a sudden, my heart, my clamminess, I'm sweating, I'm puking, I'm this, I'm that. Put two and two together, dude. It isn't the burrito that's been in there 5 months. Well, it could be some of that, but just know, weed is just as addictive as heroin, as cocaine, as alcohol, as fill in the blank here. I don't give a shit. As cigarettes, as, you know, whatever. A lot of people tell you, well, I've heard that, you know, I've talked to heroin addicts that said quitting cigarettes was harder than quitting dope. Man, I don't know what kind of dope that dude was getting. Seriously, but that's it. That's impossible. All right. Seriously, impossible. And the same goes with weed. There's going to be a lot of people that will tell you, man, I can quit weed anytime. Sure you can. Then why is it always swinging out of your fucking mouth? You cannot quit, dude. And there's going to be a lot of people, watch, just watch me. What, am I going to stand around you for 24 hours? No, and you know that. But if I did, I guarantee you're cheating and you're lying. And yes, that vomiting, that is from you trying to quit to be a macho man. And now you're vomiting all over the place. Just please do not go to the damn hospital. There's enough people that think the doctors can cure, you know, the common cold. There's enough people up there that think that, I got a stomach ache. Well, that was from that 5-year-old burrito you had in the fucking fridge that you just had to eat because you can't waste. Wasting's bad, right? Penny pinching bastard. Anyway, point of the story is here. Pay attention to your blood pressure, right? The ways they treat a lot of this stuff when your blood pressure goes up, you know, because you're going through withdrawal symptoms, they treat those sort of things with things like, it's called clonidine. It is not Klonopin. So do not get this twisted. I'm not saying it's Klonopin. It's clonidine, which is a blood pressure medication. All that does is bring down your blood pressure. It makes you tired, calmer. It does everything that Xanax does without making you black out, rip off your ear somehow, wind up at Walmart, butt naked, wrestling over a flat screen TV you couldn't afford anyway. Xanax is evil. I mean, it is fucking evil. Stay away from that shit. Well, I guess now that you know weed is addictive, you can put that on some list too. Dude, anything that makes you vomit uncontrollably. I don't know, man. I'm not going to sit here and be your dad. Just try to quit. Now that you know, use it to your advantage and move off of the shit. It's bad. It's horrible. If you do go to the hospital, though, make sure that they treat you for dehydration. They have these things called banana bags. It's a multivitamin IV fluid bag mixture. Ask for one. I mean, you're there. You have already paid $5,000 for your bed. You might as well enjoy your stay, friend. You're not going to score painkillers there. You might, maybe one or two, but I don't know. I mean, go ahead, try. You know what I'm saying? But I think you're addicted enough right now. You don't need to get addicted to anything else because you're going to love them. I promise. When people come in there with withdrawal symptoms, especially something like alcohol, they do something called a CIWA. It's a continuous intoxication withdrawal assessment. All right. They check things like they scale and judge how bad the alcoholic is when they come into the hospital to find out how severe the patient's withdrawal symptoms are. And then they check every 2 hours for the first 48 hours because these are the most crucial hours in the patient's sort of withdrawal from the drug. And the same applies to anyone, weed addicts, coke, heroin, whatever. So for the first 48 hours of your withdrawal symptoms, if you're not planning on going back to it, if you're one of those people that want to stick your guns, like, well, I didn't know I was addicted. And now that I know, fuck that, I don't want to be addicted. Hey, my hat goes off to you, but be careful. Okay. I'm not saying it's going to kill you, but it ain't going to, it's not going to grow you some flowers and $50 bills either. Just be careful. And you know, when you're toying with your body and you weren't even aware of it in the first place, my suggestion to you is, just chill, dude. You're not Superman, especially if you're over 40. Just hang tight. Maybe just get a little weed in you. You know what I mean? Just get your head right and then decide. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not promoting drug use here. I'm just letting you know I am promoting drug use for the sole purpose of getting off of drugs. That's it. What I am not promoting is you abusing the ER room. I'm not for that. People that go in there because they've got the shits. Come on, dude. You're in there for a headache. Get the fuck out of here, man. There's people that have real problems. There's people that have real emergencies and they need the emergency room for their real emergency. Don't go in there for headaches. Don't go in there for colds. Don't go in there for, oh my God, I got it really bad. You probably fucking swallowed some of your little flavored chapstick. All right. You're fine. I would not go in there for weed withdrawal either. Okay. And it's not because I don't think it's serious. I just know they can't do shit for you. But I do also know how psychological a lot of these things are. So especially now, me telling you that, especially if you're not a real user of weed, you're not an everyday kind of person that smokes it 50 times a day. You'll probably tell yourself you are. And there are a lot of people that can make themselves go through withdrawal symptoms just through mental whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you want to be a serious user. And I don't know why you'd want to be that. It's not funny. It's not cool. And it's no one's going to hand you a trophy afterwards. So if you are one of those douchebags, it's like, oh, man, I need to get attention. Go get attention at the fucking puppy store, please. When it comes to drugs, it's not really a laughing matter. It's not at all. People are on drugs because they have problems, real problems, grown-up problems, not kiddie problems because their parents won't fucking pay attention to them or they can't get the car they want or get an allowance raise. Fuck off. Get off this channel anyways. I don't even want you on here. All right? Go do something else and go dye your pubes or something. I don't care. Listen. If you are going through withdrawal symptoms right now, or if you are vomiting uncontrollably and you don't know why, but you are a everyday user of marijuana and you can put two and two together and the shoe fits, well, there you've got the information you need. Now, all you have to do is step it down and make it work in your favor. That's really all I can tell you because I'm not licensed. I can't give you medical advice. I just don't feel comfortable doing it anyway. What I do feel comfortable is don't be a fucking baby. Don't make stupid decisions like, well, I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm already addicted. That's not smart. You know, what if you are in an emergency one day and you can't and do not have the choice of stepping down your usage for the sole purpose of not having serious withdrawal symptoms? Well, what if, just what if, you know, you're in a place where you can't leave? Maybe you're trapped somewhere and they really need your head on straight. And unfortunately, this is when you start going through your withdrawal symptoms and you can't help everyone else. Maybe it's your kids that are trapped along with you and you can't be a grown-up because you were too busy being a fucking kid before this whole thing happened. And so now your kids, your 8-year-olds, are being more of an adult, more of a hero than you could be. You know what I'm saying? I have a feeling you're going to leave that scenario feeling like a real dirtbag. So maybe take care of it now so you don't have to take care of it later. Facing things when you weren't prepared are the worst kind of ways to face things. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Listen, I hope this can help somebody. I really do. And if not, at least the information is, it's entertaining at best, helpful. Hopefully it empowers someone. I am Boog. This is Boogeyman Channel. Thank you so much for joining. You can visit us on the website. It's the number 4, thewoke.com. That's 4, the woke, woke, 4, the woke.com. While you're there, check out the blog. Make sure you subscribe to the blog. You'll find the subscribe field on the right-hand side over top of the right-hand sidebar, unless you're on mobile. When you're on mobile, you'll find the subscribe field underneath the blog section just above the footer. Now, check out the podcast library. You can stay entertained for weeks. We have thousands, hundreds of thousands, I don't know, of free podcast episodes on there, video and audio only. It's really up to you on which one you want to be presented with. Now, our ForTheWoke.com website is basically the audio version of the podcast, where the video version of the podcast strictly is on another website called .connectorpodcast.com, where the dot, the connector, and the podcast are separated by a dash. So it's .connector-podcast.com. That's .connector-podcast.com. Check it out. Make sure you guys leave me a review. Please say, I don't care what you say. I don't care if it's nice. I don't care if it's mean. Just leave me a review. I would really appreciate it. I've been doing this for over 8 years now, almost 10, with my wife, who most recently just got a really cool promotion, and she just didn't have time to do the podcast anymore. I'm okay with that, as long as she's moving on to something bigger and better. Guys, thank you so much for joining. I hope this information was helpful, and I hope soon, one day, well, I can supply you with even more. Take care. Have a great night. Bye. Now, before I let you all go, what I wanted to do was I wanted to remind you all of our sponsor. Our sponsor is SizzleCity.com. Strings of bling and other shiny things. You can click or visit them today. 626-274-6028. That's 626-274-6028. You can find them at SizzleCity.com. That's SizzleCity.com. Let me try that again. That's SizzleCity.com. When you're there, please know, not only do they have what I'm about to announce, but they also have the largest selection of rhinestone colored lanyards and retractable ID badge holders. Sorry, I'm all new to this. Retractable ID badge holders, all rhinestone, all bling. If it's bling, it's Sizzle City. If it's handmade, available at amazing price, and any way you want it, it's Sizzle, baby. Now, what they have designed, I am absolutely in love with. It is a 7-foot by 7-foot white bath towel. That's it. Simple. Nothing crazy. 7 by 7, a square 7-foot by 7-foot bath towel. Now, let me tell you why I think it's amazing. The reason being is because for the last 10 years, as I take my 2-week vacation with my wife and our kids, I spend about 2 weeks buying things that I know the entire family is going to need while we're on that vacation. Every year, it's never failed. I have been looking for a giant towel for everyone. Can't find it. I always take big towels. The reason why I take big towels is because I don't like using the ones in the hotels. I take one for the whole family, then they can use it down by the pool if they want to. Well, I can never find them. I can never find them bigger than like 70 inches by like 35 inches or 75 by 35. And we're talking inches. That is about 5 foot by 3 foot. Yeah, something like that. Well, I've always had the idea of making my own towels. So I did. Now, Sizzle City, 7 foot by 7 foot, super double quilted layered towels, Egyptian cotton, 300 thread count, 300 thread count. Now, where can you find 300 thread count anywhere else except for on bed sheets? You can't. Dude, soft, absorbent, beautiful Egyptian cotton, my friends. 7 foot by 7 foot square. This is the big fucking towel. The big fucking towel. This is Beck's big fucking towel. It is one giant big fucking towel. Woo! It's amazing. And I love saying it. This is now my favorite sponsor. SizzleCity.com. Beck's big fucking towel. Woo! Get it today. Pre-sale. Yes. Order today. Get it within 2 weeks. They're only on pre-sale right now. The manufacturing process is happening right now. Guys, this is amazing. This is SizzleCity.com. This is your boy, Boog. This is our family business. So, if you want to get closer to Boogie, come and order SizzleCity.com. Get yourself a big fucking towel. That is Beck's big fucking towel, baby. Woo! I love saying it. Thank you so much for listening. Now, you may go. I'm gonna go right in there.